You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Going back to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we're very excited to bring in now Browns second-year cornerback, Kaywan Williams. Kaywan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Kaywan, you today, before we get into your what you did last year and talk football stuff, you did something very important and very special today off the field with the Ginn Academy. The Browns today presenting $65,000 grant to fund 2.5 life coaches at the Ginn Academy, and those life coaches will help serve as mentors to students throughout their college careers and certainly help these people stay on the straight and narrow, teach them about leadership, working hard, making good decisions, and staying focused. And it's certainly something the Ginn Academy is proud of, 90% graduation rate. And the Cleveland Browns Foundation, of course, dedicated to education and youth development throughout Northeast Ohio. When you're a part of something like this, why is it so important to you to be able to give back and help these young people? And who was kind of the role model in your life that gave you your work ethic and was kind of your life coach?
Yes. My role model and my life coach growing up in my life is my mother, I would have to say, because growing up, she worked 3 jobs, you know.
Wow.
So then seeing her coming in the morning and getting a new pair of clothes for a new year, you know what I mean, for the next job, was just my motivation every day. So I just wanted to be different. I wanted to make something special in my life so she could be proud of. And that was pretty much all the motivation I needed every morning.
Kaywan, talk about, when you made the team here in Cleveland, that phone call with your mother, you know, living out a life dream, I'm sure, of yours and hers, through all the ups and downs, the fact that you made it. You didn't take the easiest road to the National Football League, but again, you made the 53. Just talk about that conversation, the first time you saw her, or if you want, you know, what you bought her with some of those amazing NFL earnings.
Yes, I remember that. The day I made the 53, I wasn't sure. And I remember when everything was settled, I called her and I let her know. And she was just ecstatic. She was smiling. She was laughing on the phone. She couldn't believe I really did it, because as a kid, I always had a vision that I was going to make it. You know, I had a lot of obstacles, you know, whether it was being small or being undrafted. And I made it on tryout, which was probably one of the hardest things to make it. And I was just thankful, and it was a great, beautiful day with me and my mom. We enjoyed it, my brother and my family, and I was just blessed. I felt blessed, and I still am today.
Kaywan, last year you come in, and you were an undrafted free agent. You end up making this team. You end up starting as the nickel corner for the majority of the season. Incredibly successful. Were you surprised that so much success came so soon for you here in the National Football League?
Yeah, I would say I was kind of surprised, but I was prepared for my opportunity. When my number was called, I was prepared throughout the week, and I just know I just had to go out there and stay focused and do what I had to do, because I had another 10 guys that was fighting with me, and they depended on me, whether if I was a rookie or a vet. You know, I was on the field, so I had to make sure I was doing my job correctly.
So you played a lot of nickel last year alongside Joe Hayden and Buster Skrine. Buster Skrine gone this offseason. In comes Tremont Williams. Also, you've got a couple other rookies with you in Pierre Desir, Justin Gilbert, Robert Nelson. They draft some more corners. This is a loaded cornerback room right now. How do you guys kind of all get along, and what's it been like now having two veterans, the likes of Joe Hayden and Tremont Williams, kind of being the elder statesman in that room for you guys?
It's been great, you know. It's a lot of competition. So, you know, that kind of rises our competition level in our game, you know. A lot of guys, you know, unsure. We know the room is going to get cut down. But all the guys, we're getting along pretty good. I'm like a sponge in the room. I'm taking knowledge from Joe and Shaman and feeding off their success and kind of learning new things as I go along. But it's been great.
And K1's, your growth from year one to year two, and your ability to again be that nickel corner for the Cleveland Browns. What are you personally focusing on and trying to improve upon this offseason to be ready to assume that same role in this upcoming football season?
I just want to be a leader, you know. Just want to be. I got a better grasp of the game mentally. You know, my first year I was kind of learning that. Now, you know, I kind of understand the things we'll be doing on defense and. It should be a great year. You know, I feel prepared. I had a good offseason working on my body, trying to stay healthy. So that's about it. Just trying to take the next step and better my game.
So Jim O'Neill was on our show, and he said this year you guys are going to be able to get into some graduate-level stuff with this defense. What are you expecting, or what are you most excited about in terms of the change in what they're going to allow you guys to do from year one to year two? What kind of is that graduate-level stuff?
I mean, having guys like Dante and Gip and, you know, and Tremont and Joe, we can pretty much, they give us the tools, so we use our tools. They give us the freedom to use whatever tools we want to use. So that's kind of the graduate level stuff we want to get into, to where we know what kind of matchups we want to use and what works good. And we kind of, you know, what the players feel comfortable doing on the field, because we the ones that out there and we got to do it. And giving guys like Dante and Joe and those guys kind of freedom to make kind of our decisions or way we want to play certain routes or something like that. That's kind of pretty much graduate level stuff we're trying to get into this year.
Who was the toughest cover for you last year?
Every guy poses a different threat. You know, my first game playing, I played against Kendall Wright. He was tough. He was kind of quick at first, but I kind of adjusted. I covered so many different guys that I don't know. Everyone has been tough. We all in the NFL. You know, everybody poses a different threat. It's just the point of just adjusting your game and being able to adapt to what things they bring to the game, so you can, you know, have a good day on the field.
K1, the Cleveland Browns, of course, have unveiled new uniforms, and we haven't had an opportunity to speak to you. And every time we get a Brown or even one of the new draft picks on the radio show, I always ask, what are your first impressions of those new uniforms? And then what is your favorite combination of those uniforms that you hope to wear this upcoming September through December?
My first impression, you know, I liked it. It was a good modern look, but it still had the old traditions. And I liked the Cleveland on the front of the jersey. Yep. You know, I think that was a great addition. And my favorite colors probably had to be either all the solid colors. So it's all the orange, all orange jersey, the all brown, and the all white. Those are my favorites.
They are pretty sharp. I think Monday Night Football against the Ravens are going to have to go with like an orange out or a brown out or a white out, do something like that.
Yeah. Those are my favorite combinations right there. I like them.
Yeah, I like those too. I wish we could have like an alternate white helmet though to wear with like all white. That would look
yeah,
sick.
That's graduate level. Yeah.
That's graduate level. That's,
that's
what I'm
next year.
That's next year. Exactly. You guys can yeah, earn those ones there. What was the moment last year that you either was like, okay, I know I can do this at this level now, and you started to feel comfortable, or what was your best play last year in your mind?
Well, the best moment, I had to say, in the Tennessee game, because I struggled early, and I rebounded so good. I told myself once I get back out there, you know, I wasn't going to let anything, you know, stop me from making the plays I had to make. And, you know, I had a sack, and I had a couple key third down stops. So I think that moment right there solidified to me as a player, like, I can play in this league. And my best play, I would have to say, versus the Texans.
Yep, the pass.
When
I
broke
was
up
say.
The deep pass. Deep pass in the end zone. Yeah, that was one of the best plays I made last year.
It was certainly a highlight play for sure. You obviously sound much more confident headed into year two. What have you seen in your fellow rookies, Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, Robert Nelson, as they come into this defense in their second seasons as well?
I mean, those guys matured, you know, a little bit more focused, and I think they're going to be ready to take the next step in their game also. And I mean, it's only right. You know, we've been here, got a grasp of the playbook last year, and now it's just time to take the next step. We know our assignments, and you just got to prove it on the field now.
K1, we certainly appreciate the time. Good to have you guys back in the building, also out in the community, helping out as you did today at the Ginn Academy. Keep it up. Congrats on a great rookie season. We're very excited to see what you can do here in year number two now with the Cleveland Browns.
Dog pound.
All right. K1 Williams joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Always great to talk to one of the young rising stars of your Cleveland Browns. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. We've covered a lot today. If you want to share your thoughts, let us know. We also have an opportunity to go inside of our mailbag. It's Mailbag Wednesday. Tweet any questions you have to Browns_daily. Use the hashtag mailbag, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35 as well. And we'll get to those questions. Just remember to use the hashtag mailbag there for you when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.